Hello, it's the 5th of April, 2019, and we have the Seven of Cups and the Eight of Coins and the Seven of Swords all reversed. Up to snuff is an old-time saying, snuff being tobacco of the sort you shove up your nose, which has nothing to do with this, so I'm not sure about the evolution of this phrase, but the meaning is simple. It's not good enough, not up to snuff. That's a cute word to look at, though, isn't it? In the center and present position, and today in the reverse, is the card of craftsmanship, work, and commitment, the Eight of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. You can only BS your way through life so far. At some point, you have to deliver. In the past position is the card of fantasy, and in the reverse, delusion, the Seven of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, today reversed. A rather overwhelmed human stands before a wall of fog from which seven golden cups emerge. But as they say about this card, all that glitters is not gold. In the reverse, this is, thankfully in the past, a state of confusion, temptation, and just one hot-ass mess. Promises, 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 plans, dreams, wolves in sheep's clothing, addictions, drugs, alcohol. Someone's dreams never seem to materialize, or at least haven't so far. Seven is the number of challenge and of having the faith that we can meet and overcome our challenges. I don't really appreciate the pair of them. Someone may be having confidence issues, and with this, weirdly, I get an overconfidence in the past and a complete lack of it in the future in the form of the reversed Seven of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Jumping ahead to this card in this position in the future, you're busted. But I don't mean you were caught running off with the silverware as the thief on this card is doing. The suit of air is mental. These are ideas, and this spread looks rather uninspired. And when people are uninspired, they tend to borrow other people's ideas. This, however, today may be a good thing. Edit. For every seven ideas, maybe two of them are any good. Focusing on today, aka the only day that matters, we are not performing up to snuff. What is that saying about success being 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration? Something like that. This is that. That is this. We know that. We're just not doing it. On the Eight of Coins, our devoted apprentice is at his workbench, very busy hammering and chiseling and cranking out gold medallions. They're quite beautiful. The wall behind him is lined with the gold discs, but if we look closely, some seem to be made better than others. Our artisan, head down and probably skipping lunch, is focusing on the seemingly repetitive and boring work on his desk. In tattoo school, got my license in San Diego, we had to draw the same thing three times before even turning the machine on, and this is very much that. Endless rehearsals, fine-tuning, tweaking, refining, and keeping your tools sharp. This card in the reverse, however, may mean that someone is overworking things and never really finishing anything. Someone may be lacking motivation and or discipline. You may need to update or upgrade the tools of your trade. Go ahead, Mercury's direct. The question, is this good enough? The answer, not yet.